In this bulletin, two Queensland aged care residents given excessive amounts of the COVID-19 vaccine. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds admitted to hospital, and the Socceroos withdraw from this year's Copa American tournament. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is calling for an urgent meeting of National Cabinet after two nursing home residents were given a higher than recommended dose of the Pfizer vaccine. The 88-year-old man and the 94-year-old woman have had no adverse reaction to the overdose at the Holy Spirit Home in Castledean in Brisbane. The doctor responsible has been stood down. The Chief Executive of St Vincent's Care Services, Lincoln Hopper, has questioned whether there's been adequate training.
It's caused us to question whether some of the clinicians given the job of administering the vaccine have received the appropriate training. Certainly health authorities and contracted vaccination providers should be re-emphasising to their teams the need to exercise greater care so an error like this doesn't happen again.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has revealed the date when federal police informed his office about the alleged sexual assault of former adviser Brittany Higgins. The ex-Liberal staff member is speaking to police to make a formal complaint after the 2019 allegation was revealed in the media last week. Greens leader Adam Bandt has been pushing for Mr Dutton to say what he knew and when, with the minister providing some details during question time.
Mr Speaker, I thank the Honourable Member for his question. I was advised on the 11th of February and I received updates last week and this week.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wasn't informed of the alleged rape until February the 15th, 3 days after his office was informed. And Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is taking medical leave and has been admitted to hospital in Canberra over a pre-existing condition. Minister Reynolds has been under pressure since the former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins made the rape allegations. In other news, New South Wales is easing a range of COVID-19 restrictions on Friday. 50 people will be allowed in homes, 50 in a gym class, 30 people can sing in choirs, and up to 30 people can dance at weddings. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says as more frontline staff are vaccinated, the cap on 300 people at weddings could soon be eased.
Once we reduce the risk on our quarantine system by ensuring everybody in and around that system is vaccinated, we'll have much more confidence that we'll reduce the risk of the virus getting out to the community. And that's the logic that's determining our decisions.
Meanwhile, people in Queensland with chronic pain or a terminal illness will be legally able to die at a time of their choosing after the state completed a review of legalising euthanasia. The new law comes into effect from May. In overseas news, US President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau say they're keen to turn the page on the Donald Trump era in their first bilateral meeting. The two leaders vowed to work together to address the COVID-19 pandemic, economic recovery, climate change, refugees and migration, fighting for democratic values and strengthening democracies. Mr Trudeau welcomed Washington's renewed attention to climate change.
Stepping up in such a big way. On tackling climate change. U.S. leadership has been sorely missed over the past years. And I have to say, as we're preparing the joint rollout and communique from this one, it's nice when the Americans are not pulling out all references to climate change.
And Australia has recorded a small increase in wages, but the increase has failed to lift the annual rate from a record low. Wages increased by 0.6% in the December quarter, but the annual rate remained at the record low figure of 1.4%. In football, the Socceroos have withdrawn from this year's Copa America tournament due to health concerns and scheduling clashes. Qatar, the only other non-South American side in the tournament, will also miss the event hosted by Argentina and Colombia in June and July. Time to have a look at what the weather's doing tomorrow. In Perth, sunny on Thursday, 32 degrees, 23 in Adelaide, mostly sunny as well. Similar conditions for Melbourne, 23 as well, 20 degrees in Hobart with a couple of showers developing, a shower or two for Canberra as well. Camberwell 26, showers in Wollongong 24, in Sydney showers as well 27, much the same for Newcastle, possible shower in Brisbane 2, 29 degrees, 32 in Cairns, similar conditions, showers and a possible storm 30 degrees in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis and special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.